Blog Talk Radio.
Morning. Happy Sunday. Thank God that to be alive one more day. We want to welcome you to Eagles Life Rebuilding Center Church of the Living God Blog Talk Radio Service, Life Construction Zone. We're here this morning giving you bricks to help you rebuild your life. This is Apostle Ernestine Cooper, Bishop Eugene Cooper, your man of God to break the word of life for you today. We're here with sound faith-filled doctrine straight from the Bible, speaking to you with revelations from the Most High, just what you need in times like these. We are ready. Right now, we're into, the seventh Sunday since we started this pandemonium, and we thank God for the social distancing because I believe that it's helping to bring things under control, but we're so grateful to the Father for how he's brought us here, and even though we're not living life as usual, one thing we do know and we recognize that the Father, the Most High, the most faithful, true, and living God, there's nothing happening that he's not aware of. And where there is a will, there's always a way, praise God. We thank God for the Father making it possible for us to come together, to gather together in his name. The scripture says whenever two or three are gathered together, yet am I in the midst, in his name. Touching on the same subject, and right now our subject is to be in the presence of the Most High God, to worship him. So, you know, with the Father being with us in this morning's radio service, we bless him for that. We just get ready right now to prepare ourselves and prepare yourself for the bricks that Bishop Cooper is about to bring to us, bricks that are going to help us rebuild and strengthen our lives and help us to keep pressing, like the Apostle Paul said, toward the mark. May God, praise God, in our spiritual life. So tell a friend, get on the phone, text somebody, tell a neighbor, shake your family. Tell him, get up. Bishop Cooper is on the line. Praise God, he's on the radio. And you really want to hear what the Lord has to say. Praise God, amen. We say briefly a short prayer. Father, we thank you for this day because this is a day that you have made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you, Father, for what you've done in these last days and how you're moving by your power. Father, we're not moved by circumstances and situations because we believe the Psalm 91 that says, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. We thank you that we're abiding under your shadow right now. We thank you for your protective coat of armor that's holding us together in this midst of this situation. We pray for those that are listening on the radio, Father. We pray for those that are listening by phone, by computer, however they're listening, Father. We pray that they be inspired, that the bricks that Bishop is about to give out will be bricks to help them build on the foundation which is already laid, which is Christ Jesus. We're so excited, Father, about what you're going to do in the service this morning. Father God, we ask that you open the ears, that everybody that hear the word will be able to receive. Bless the households. Keep the pandemonium from going around their household and touching their families. And Father, we give grace and praise unto you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Welcome, welcome, welcome. At this point, we're going to give it over to Bishop Cooper, who's going to break the bread of life. Amen.
Praise the Lord. We thank God for everybody that's listening this morning. We thank God just for another day. Thank God for God being God. Because if it had not been for God, or had not been for him that who was on our side to bring us forth, to keep us to this morning, another day that the Lord has made, and we can rejoice and be glad in this day. God has something in store for us far more than what the world can offer. So we can just keep looking to the hills which cometh thy help, knowing that thy help coming from the Lord. Amazing grace.
Hallelujah.
How sweet the sound of it's nothing, it'll find its own way. But if it was a word for you, in your life and you didn't take it in, we don't know what's going to happen after that. We don't know what tomorrow is going to be. You don't know what the next minute, the next 30 minutes
is
going to happen. But when the word comes out, you take it and eat it up. And if it's nothing, it'll just vanish on away. It'll just disappear. But if you don't want the word to come unto you and you didn't receive it, now you got to suffer a loss. Glory to God. Amen. We don't know how long that suffering may be. We don't know what it's going to bring, but glory to God. Amen. We just always want to be open to what God has to say unto our spirit. Now, we're gonna go through a few scriptures tonight. Amen. I'm not going to be before you long. Amen. But we're going to start with verse 2, verse 4 and 5. Amen. And, well, the word that came unto Jeremiah. Go ahead.
Then the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee.
Now listen, God said, now before I formed you in the belly. Now God is talking. I mean, this is not something that this is not the a vision. It's not a movie that we watch. It's not something that you see every now and then, but God said, I knew thee. Before you were formed in the belly, God said, I already knew who you was. I already knew what type of person you was. I already knew how your life was going to go. I already knew the thing, what we were going to lie. I already knew what you were going to tell the truth. I already knew what you were going to be faithful of. God said, I knew your whole entire life before you were formed in the womb. We're talking about a God that got all-knowing, all-seeing eyes. Glory to God. Amen. This is, we're seeing all the stuff that's going on around us. But now, remember now, we walk by faith and not by sight. So now we got to continue in faith. We don't live by the things that we see. That's for people that are saved. But you that are not saved, you got a chance to get in there. You got a chance to get there. If you're still yet alive, you got a chance to give your life to Christ.
Amen.
Glory to God. Amen. The door is not closed yet. Amen. And while you still, your blood is still running warm in the veins that people used to say some time ago, and still yet got eyes to see and ears to hear, and a body that you can move about now, you can make up your mind and just give it all to God, because we understand that we are getting ready here to go somewhere. And you're going somewhere, whether it be heaven or hell, you're going to leave here. You're going somewhere.
Praise the Lord.
So I pray to God, amen, that God touch your heart. Because the Bible says no man can come to God except the Spirit draw him.
Mm-hmm.
And glory to God, amen. This is we say all the stuff that's going on. I say again, we're not going to worry about that if we are children of the Most High. But now, if you're not a child of God, you're wondering, I wonder what's going on. But you can call it a wake-up call. Something to get you more in tune with God. God gives you a quiet time now where you ain't so motivated. You ain't got to be getting up rushing to go to work in the morning, and even though some do, whatever they do or whatever. But glory to God, amen. You got time now. You can spend your time with God. You can talk to him and give him time to talk back to you. And he can tell you what. Because remember, we ain't got but one life. We ain't got but the same but one time. This is not the cat that declared that the cat had nine lives, but I say you have but one. So we don't have but one life. So now we're going to live this life and determine where it's going to end up at. Glory to God, amen. So you got a choice. God could have did it the other way. You could have fixed it where you wouldn't have been doing nothing but serve him. But God gave you a choice.
Hallelujah.
It's your choice. It's in your hands what would you decide whichever way you want to go, whichever way you want to be. You want to serve God, then God said, I'm more for you than the whole world against you. But if you don't, the devil is there to continue on to take you on wherever in the same mess that you're in. But I know anybody out there like that. So what? But you might know somebody, and if you do, you can tell them. Go ahead.
And before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee.
God said, look, now, he said, before you came out of the womb, he said, I sanctified thee and done what?
And I ordained thee a prophet unto the nations.
He said, I ordained you a prophet unto the nations. Now, look, God has given us all, each and every one of us, we got a charge to keep and a God to glorify. Everybody not seen that way. Everybody in a pastor, everybody in a preacher, everybody in a teacher, everybody in a Bible study teacher, everybody in a Sunday school teacher. But whatever it is that God gave you, whatever it is that God got for you, all you have to do is seek the Lord and ask God, what is it that you have that I should do? But this is the thing that he gave Jeremiah. He told Jeremiah, I have already sanctified thee. In other words, set aside all the mess that I, all the mess is gone. You ain't got to worry about it. But even though sometimes things happen, we get back in, we get back into that stuff. But thank God that God said you can repent and turn away from it. Not repent and go back to it and keep on doing it over and over, repent over and over. But repent and turn and don't do it again. Glory to God. God has set up a way. God made many ways out of no way just so we can spend time with him. But this time now is the time that we can take time out. We can pray. We can talk to our children. We can tell them the way to go, to tell them things and talk to them about things. Talk to them about the word of God. Tell them about God. God set it up like this so you can tell them about him, so they'll become to know who God is, because they're going to need him for a trouble with. I don't care how big and bad you is. I don't care what kind of house you live in. I don't care if you sit on top of the hill. Somewhere along the line, you're going to need God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. So you might as well start now while you got a chance, because we don't know what tomorrow is going to be, if you'll be here tomorrow. But we are here today, so let us set up ourselves. God said, before we came out of the womb here, he said, I sanctified thee. So, yeah.
Then said I, our Lord God, behold, I cannot speak, for I am a child.
Listen, now, Jeremiah said, I cannot speak because I am a child. Think I come to tell you, it don't matter what child you are, it don't matter how old you are, it don't matter how young you are, God can use anybody. God can use anybody that he chose to use. God, there's no big and small and too little. There's no weak. There's no strong. Somebody don't know enough. God, you're not smart enough. God is in control of it all. But back in old days, Jeremiah began to tell the Lord because he was a child. And back in old days, and that's back in the Old Testament, and the way they did back in the Old Testament, that's why we can thank God for grace. A lot of people don't understand it, but back in the day, the children didn't talk to the adults in a kind of way. If they did, if they got up there and something out loud, they had no business saying, they'd take them out there and stone them to death.
Yeah.
So Jeremiah was telling them, I cannot speak because I am a child. God told him, said, say not that I am a child. God said, I have ordained you a prophet unto the nation. God have given him a job and a child to keep. So, saints, we can wake up this morning, for you are not saved, believe me. God got something for you. So,
verse 7 says, but the Lord said unto me, say not, I am a child, for thou shalt go to all whom I shall send thee, and whosoever I command thee, thou shalt speak. Be not afraid of their faces, for I am with thee to deliver thee, saith the Lord. Then the Lord put forth his hand and touched my mouth. And the Lord said unto me, behold, I have put my words in your mouth.
Okay, back up now. You said, God said that God told Jeremiah, he said, I have put thy words. I have put my words. God put forth his hand, touched his mouth, put forth his word into him.
Yes,
so now,
we're
talking about a God. There's nothing too hard for God to do. God can do anything. He'll put his word in jail. He'll put his word in your mouth. And I come to say today, if we are thanks to God, or if we, whenever we go to church, we're here to preach you, the word that automatically is in your mouth. It's up to you to yield to it. It's up to you to want to speak, thus says the Lord. It's up to you whether you want to do good or bad. You got to have to go and make up within you, in your heart.
Yeah.
For God I serve. And for God I die. Because God have the word is in it now into thy spirit. So now all we got to do is wake up and speak the word. Tell somebody about it. I often say it this way. Real people, we talk about everything else. So why not just talk about this for a change? What if I just tell somebody about God? I mean, for the most part, the saints. The saints know that's their job anyway to just always be a witness. Always tell somebody about the goodness of the Lord. Everybody's going through something. I don't care whether you're on the Lord's side or whether you ain't on the Lord's side. You're going through something. There's something happening in your life. But we walk by faith and not by sight. But then we look to the hills what coming down here. But now you have to depend on God. There ain't but two out there. The devil, you either gonna serve God or the devil. Ain't but two out there. The devil, you know what the Bible says, he come to kill, steal, and to destroy. God said, I never leave you, I never forsake you. He said, I'll be with you until the end of the world. But now he put his words in Jeremiah. So he told Jeremiah, he said, go and speak all that I command you to speak.
Yes.
He said, he told us, now, be not afraid of their face. Be not dismayed. He said, because I am with thee unless I can confine you before them. In other words, you got to go and tell somebody or else God's going to make it look like you and hey. You're saying something up, you're from somewhere else, but I know ain't nobody like that, but glory to God. If God give us a word, I believe that you're going to go and
tell somebody
about the goodness of the Lord, what God told you to tell them. Now, you don't worry about what's going to happen after that. You just tell them what God told you to tell them. God take control after that. We're going to do God's job. A lot of times, so many times, we come in ourselves, and sometimes we want to help God out. We want to do God's job. I come to tell you today, it won't work. It won't work like that. We got to be able to be constructive. We got to be able to follow God. And I often say, to be able to hear from God, you have to develop an ear. That ear just don't come from nowhere. You have to work on that. That's something that you have to work toward. Just get in that ear, tune in, so you can hear the voice of God. So because if you can hear the voice of God, then now a lot of mistakes that you make, you would make them.
Amen.
Because you are here, the voice of God. He said, God, the one said, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. He said, I'll be with you until the end of the world. So now if he's with you, he's telling you what. So now all we got to do is yield to it. Even though sometimes we want to have it our way, but glory to God, amen. You can't do the Burger King thing on this journey. We got to do it the way God says you got to do it. So let us wake up, saints, to the word of God, show you.
Verse 10 says, see, I have this day set thee over the nations and over the kingdoms to root out and to pull down.
Listen. God said, I have set thee over the nations to root out. Now, in other words, we know if we root that thing out, we know it's gone. That's it. Anything that you destroy from the root, you ain't got to worry about it coming back no more. You done, it's over.
Man.
Done with. Glory to God. God helped set him up to do this thing. Now, you can imagine a child coming, but now God said, I'll be with thee. You don't have to worry about him coming against you. God said, I'll be with you to protect you. So you don't have to worry about that. So Jeremiah went on doing his job. And I can imagine he going some place, he had to go and root that thing out. You have to go root it out. We should be not afraid of their faces. You can imagine how you be talking to some people and tell them what's right. They get this old funny look on their faces. If it ain't that, they start whittling and moving their legs. They got some kind of signal that they'll give you. Like, in other words, I don't want to hear. I don't want to hear. Then you got some people that tell you, I don't want to hear. But glory to God. Nevertheless, amen. But we still got to keep it moving. We still got to go ahead on in God. Still got to do the Lord's will. Go ahead, please.
And to pull down and to destroy and to throw down, to build and to plant.
Now you're given to the throw down, the pull down, to plant. God set it up to all these. Now you got to do all these things in the midst of all of these people. This is what you got to do. Because God has already commanded him, and God has given Jeremiah a job, a boy, a kid, a young kid. But God said, I'm going to be with you. And if God, if I would say, if God be for you, who can be against you?
Nobody.
There's nobody that can fight against God. And I often say the devil's hand is too sharp to box with God. So glory to God. Amen. We don't have to worry about that. Hallelujah. If we serving God, whatever God tell you to do, is God tell you. That's why I say you got to develop that ear. Now be sure you hear from God. Don't go on your own. Don't go on your own envelope. But be sure that you're hearing from the Lord. Glory to God. Amen. Now, you can move because God is going to be with you.
Mm-hmm.
Jeremiah had a chance. He had to stand down flat on the inside. Now, he got to go and destroy. Now, he got to go and plant. God set it up to where he had to go to different places and do all of these things that had to be done.
Yeah,
and I could imagine
what
the people were looking at. Said, what you going, boy? Who in the world you think you is? Who are you? But God was with him. So all they could do is just sit back and take it easy. God got ways of doing things. And glory to God, amen. We don't know how he's going to do it, amen. But God's way is not our way. He said his way is as far from us as the east is from the west. So we got to understand that if God is with thee, you ain't got to worry about a thing. Because now you got your hand in the Lord's hand. But if you don't have your hand in the Lord's hand, you in big trouble.
Uh-huh.
You is in some trouble. But I thank God, praise God, amen, that there ain't nobody out there like that. We are following this roadmap. We are following the instructions.
Yeah.
And you know, that's where a lot of people fall short. They don't want to follow instructions. They already know. And I mean, if that was the case, and if you already know, then Jesus died on the cross for nothing. Glory to God. Amen. But since Jesus died on the cross, I let that tell you one thing. You don't know. So if you don't know, then you got to find out, just like you have to find out everyday life. You have to find out everything, how you work on your job. You got to find out how to do this. What if you're working on your car? Whatever you do, you got to find out how to do it. The same thing goes in God. You got to find out how you're supposed to direct yourself. You got to be able to take. You got to have direction. You got to be able to follow instructions. And that's where a lot of us fall short at right there, too. We don't want to follow instructions. If it don't sound like the way we think it ought to sound, if it ain't going the way that we ought to think, well, I don't think we're supposed to think. We're supposed to be hearing and doing the work of the Lord. Go ahead, please.
Praise the Lord. Those that are just getting in, Bishop is preaching from Jeremiah chapter 1. And verse 11 says, moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Jeremiah, what seest thou? And I said, I see a rod of an almond tree.
Now, Jeremiah, God started showing Jeremiah stuff. And a lot of times, God shows stuff the same identical way. God shows things, but you know how you're going along, your mind all full, and you're going on, your mind really, really, really paying attention to it. And you say, man, I wonder what that means. I wonder what that is over there. We said over there, but God, I tell my what God, he said a rod and an almond tree. And that rod is the rod that Moses had when Moses departed the sea and all Israel went across on dry land, departed the ocean, the sea, and they went across on dry land. Now that's a powerful God. And God had told them, Moses told them, the enemy that you see this day, you'll never see them no more. They all went across on the other side. And then once they got on the other side, the sea come back together. And they began to tell Moses, whatsoever you tell us to do, we shall obey you. But then somehow things done got off track. Here we are today. We still, but thank God for his goodness and mercy. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. We're here. Go ahead.
Verse 12 says, then said the Lord unto me, thou hast well seen. For I will hasten my word to perform it.
Now God said, you'll hasten his word to perform it. And God ain't gonna go outside of his word. He don't go to nothing else. And you ain't gotta worry about if it's not the word of God, then you ain't gonna get no answer. You gotta come to God with his word. God is standing on his word. This word been here long enough. This word been here for some centuries now. And the word is still here. About the world, say the Bible is the most best-selling book in the entire world. This book is life. All other books are just books, but this book is life. Life for you that you can rise. You can come out of your own self. You can go ahead. Your mind can change. A lot of things can happen because this word. Once this word get down on the inside, it makes about a difference on the inside. Just like it do if it win. We know when a woman receive a child or she's pregnant, her body begin to start spreading and how she just get larger, like she get larger and everything look different and everything. Oh. This is what the word of God does unto us. This is what happened to us. The change come down on the inside. Go ahead.
Verse 13 says, and the word of the Lord came unto me the second time, saying, what seest thou? And I said, I see a seething pot, and the face thereof is toward the north. Then the Lord said unto me, out of the north, an evil shall break forth upon all the inhabitants of the land. For lo, I will call all the families of the kingdoms of the north, said the Lord, and they shall come, and they shall set everyone his throne at the entrance of the gates of Jerusalem, and against all the walls there whereof, around about, and against all the cities of Judah. And I will utter my judgments against them, concerning all of their wickedness, who have forsaken me and have burned incense unto other gods.
Now here we're talking about a people. I mean, a people that came through the Red Sea. God brought them through the Red Sea. He fed them manna from heaven and he gave them water out of a rock, and they were there in the wilderness for 40 long years, and nobody died. I mean, it was a 40-day journey, but because of the stiff neck and hard heart, God allowed them to walk around them 40 days turned into a year because of the hard heart. That's a sad thing to have a hard heart. We got to give somewhere. We give and everything else. We can give to God because this is going to be eternal life. And I often say that you're going to live forever somewhere, whether it be heaven or hell. So you got to make up your mind which one you want to be in.
My Lord,
now, heaven is going to be like paradise, but hell is going to be burning in the hellfire. And I don't think nobody going to want to end up there. But glory to God, if we work on it, why have you got a chance? Another day, you're alive another day, you're waking another day. So you got another chance to get it right. You got another chance to call on the Lord and ask God to help you. One thing about God is standing. He's still on the throne. He ain't going nowhere. I don't care what's happening going on in this world today. God is still in charge. All power is in his hands. There's nothing moving except it moved by the power of God. But God, like I say, God's ways is not our way. So we don't know why, God, but one thing you do know, you got time now. You got time to do everything. It used to be, I'm so busy, I work all the time. I do this, I ain't got time to do this, and I ain't got time to do that. Well, I ain't going to be able to go to church this time. I ain't going to be there. Now you can just do everything you need to do in your home now. So now we are home. This, like I said earlier, I guess you can call it a wake-up call. Well, now you can get your closer walk with God. And the reason why that is because God has set it up somehow the way you will be able to seek him the more. You'll be able to call on him the more. You'll be able to pray more. You'll be able to talk to the children more. It seems like it's a lot of work, but it's not as much as you think it is. Once you get started, once you get involved, once you get your ear in tune, the world you can hear from the Lord, glory to God, you'll begin to somehow you'll begin to rise up, you'll begin to see God for what he is, and you'll begin to see things around you as nothing, but you'll be able to see your faith increase and walking in God. Go ahead.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Verse 16 says, and I will utter my judgments against them concerning all their wickedness, who have forsaken me and have burned incense unto other gods and
Now hear these people. These were people. I said earlier, all the things that they've been through and all that they've been through, you would think that they would be serving the living God even the more.
Yeah.
But they begin to burn incense and they begin to come and create their own God. I don't know how they managed to do it, but anyway, it did happen. And glory to God. I thank God for that example. God left all this back there so we'll have something to look at where we can get ourselves through, where we can get in line with God. But they were burning incense unto other gods. So what? Why would you deal with somebody else that can't do nothing for you? Ain't nobody done nothing for you. Why not deal with the one that's done stuff for you? But you know,
hallelujah,
somehow they've always been that way. The one that's helping you. You don't care nothing about him, but the one that's mistreating, not the one you got to get cleaved to. It's amazing how that is. I don't know whether you like the bad more than you like the good, but I don't think so. But I believe that you love the good more than you love the bad. But I ain't able one thing to do. That's serve God with all your heart and all your mind and with all thy strength. We don't want to do like these do because that evil break forth to the north, and God have said, I will cause evil are going to break forth, evil are going to break forth unto all them, and all them are going to come and sit at the gate. And God said, now I'm going to utter my judgment against them. And we don't want God to come in after judge, even though I believe God judging me. I believe the judgment I have already came already. Glory to God, amen. But we do have a chance, amen. God is a merciful God. We do serve a good God. But God had all of the kingdom to come. He had all of them to come and sit before. And God said, now I will judge all of them. Go ahead.
Verse 17 says, thou therefore gird up thy loins and arise and speak unto them all that I command thee. Be not dismayed at their faces, lest I confound thee before them.
Now listen, God said, be not afraid of their faces, lest I confine thee before thee. Before them. So then we got to understand, you got to go, you gotta worry about nothing. God is for you. And if God be for you, who gonna be a good one? I don't worry about nobody. I don't worry about what nobody gonna do. It's gonna come, thus says the Lord. God got ways of doing things that we don't even know. We'll never be able to understand that. God, see, his way is not our way. His way is as far from the east is from the west. And nobody don't know how far the east is from the west.
Right.
But God's way is just as different from our way. So we don't know how it is. Glory to God. Amen. But I often say, get on board. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Let God take control. Go ahead.
Chapter 1 of Jeremiah, verse 18 says, for behold, I have made thee this day a fortified city.
Now listen, now God said, I have made you a fortified, just looking at a fortified city. That's what God has been done. This is just how strong you are. Go ahead, watch this.
And an iron pillar.
We know what an iron pillar is. The iron pillar is the pillar that hold up 95 sometimes, well, you know, if they don't do it right. It fall out, but that iron pillar is the pillar that holds up 95. Now, you know, now look, God, they made him a fortified wall, an iron pillar, go ahead.
And brazen walls against the whole land.
A brazen wall against the whole land. I don't even have a way to get in. A brazen wall, you can't even get through there.
Right.
They can't even get to him. Go ahead.
Against the kings of Judah.
Against the king.
Against the princes thereof.
All the princes.
Against the priests thereof.
Against the priests.
And against the people of the land.
And the people of the land.
Verse 19 says, and they shall fight against thee.
Look, now you're going to be in a fight. You ain't got to worry about nothing. You know how it is sometimes. You know, if a whole bunch of people come in and nobody with you, sometimes you can get a little fear, kind of fear there. But God said, you don't have to worry. He said, they're going to fight against you, and what's going to happen?
But they shall not prevail against thee.
They shall not prevail against thee. Because God said, I am with thee. Glory to God. We serve a God said, I don't care what you're going through today. Things might be a little rough today. And things might seem kind of strange. But I come to tell you today that if we just wake up just for a little while, I got to open up your eyes and set everything all around. You just set it aside right now. Don't even think about that. Now, just think on the word that God was given unto Jeremiah. God given unto us this day. This is the word for us this day. This is everything around us is a wake-up call. But we're going to continue telling somebody, don't have what you have down on the inside.
Hallelujah.
You can tell them to just as God was with Jeremiah, God is with thee. We see so many things that's happening all around us. Glory to God. You don't have to worry because I said earlier, God be for you. Who can be against you? And even if you're not in the Lord, you got a chance to get in the Lord.
Yes,
you can't give your life to Christ.
Yes, sir.
God is not turning his back on nobody. Glory to God. The Bible says God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son.
Hallelujah.
And he didn't just give his son for some of us. He could have did that away, but he didn't. He gave his son for each and every one of us. So now, all we got to do is take heed. I don't care how bad this stuff and how bad things going. Well, I don't have this and I don't have this. Well, sometimes, God, you got what God meant for you to have. Some people can't have $1 million. Some people can't have $100,000. Some people can't have a big house. Some people can't have a little house. Glory to God. Amen. Some people can't have a big car. Some can't have a small car. But it all depends on what God knows. The Bible says that God will give you, will supply all of your needs according to his riches and glory. God, some of them child, God knows what you can have and what you can't have. Glory to God. God already is in charge. God ain't going to give you more. He ain't going to put no more on you than you can bear. If God gave it to you, you better believe that you can bear, but you got to be in the Lord so God can see you through. God's going to see you through. So you don't have to worry. Glory to God. Amen. We lift up our hands to the Lord. We give praises unto God because God is right there. He's right there. God hasn't gone nowhere. If God, if it's anything, you left God. God didn't leave you. He was right there waiting on you to come back.
Waiting on you to turn
and say, Lord, here am I. Glory to God, say, people, we can wake up. We got a God that sit high and look low. This is not the end of time.
Oh,
we still got time. And if the Lord come back today, if God don't do nothing, he'll be right for us. Glory to God. Amen. We got to look at ourselves. A lot of stuff is undone. A lot of stuff we should have done, we didn't do. Glory to God, amen. You got to look at your part. Now everybody will look, well, wonder what God going to do. Now, what did you do? Did Did you do your part?
My
glory God. To God. Amen. We have to just add our joy about it. If you're going to look at it, add it all up. Add it up. But glory to God, I come to tell you today that God is still in charge.
Still
he still look high. And all we didn't look low. All we got to do is just stay in his word.
Hallelujah.
Take heed to my word. You got to have ordained these. God, you could go and talk to somebody that downhill, amen. We're supposed to be helpful to one another,
yes,
loving
sir.
One another.
Yes.
Not so much caught up in yourself so much. You got so many people that are caught up in their own self. Glory to God. Get out of yourself, glory to God. Feel about that stuff, amen. And move on and help somebody. I don't care how bad things are for you right now. You can talk to somebody else and you'll find out that this situation is far more critical than your situation is. Make you stop praising God. You say, thank you, Lord. I thought I was going through, so I thought things would happen, but after I talked to so-and-so, after I saw so-and-so, over there, I said, hallelujah. I just started giving you the glory. Glory to God, I come to tell you today, saint. And if I had to give you a word today, I would tell you, stay in the word of God. Keep your hand in God's hand, that God may bless you. I thank God today, amen, for you and you. Praise God, amen. I hope you were blessed by this word. Amen. At this time, praise God, we're going to turn it back over to the great apostle. Praise God, amen. But keep looking to the hills when coming to your help.
Praise the Lord. God bless you, Bishop. Thank you for those encouraging words this morning from the book of Jeremiah. The one thing we know that when God called Jeremiah as his messenger, he promised to protect him just like he promises to protect us. The one aspect of this protection is not always just spiritual, but it's also physical. He told Jeremiah that they're going to fight against you, but guess what? They will fail. They will not prevail. And that's the one truth and the one hope that we have in our life, that we're, as long as we're following the 91st Psalm, we are dwelling in the secret place of the Most High, abiding under the shadow of the Almighty. It will come nigh us. The plague is all around us, but the scripture says it won't touch us, because the Lord said if it fights against you, the arrow that flies by day and the one that flies in the noonday, the destruction that come at noontime, it will not. By night, they'll creep up around you, trying to steal, trying to destroy you, but the Father says they will not prevail. I'm so happy about that. So during Josiah's reign, he was the king of Judah. Jeremiah had incurred so much personal danger because God put a charge on him. You tell him, call sin, sin, call black, black, and white, white. Call it just like it is and let them know if they're going to serve me, if they're going to be called my children, they got to live the life accordingly. And Jeremiah had to tell him, God wants to bless you. He wants to give you everything your heart desires. He's a God that loves his children, but he's not going to mess, you know, be caught up with you if you're going to be whoring with the stranger and serving idols. These people, Israel and Judah, they were so confused, and just like people today, they got this God over here they're serving, they're serving this one and serving that one. Nobody's clinging to the living God, the deliverer, the creator of the heavens and the earth. And God is not selfish, because if he was, he would make us serve him. But he don't make us serve him. He made a way. He made heaven for those that want to go to heaven and hell for those that want to be in hell. He made a way for us to have a relationship with him through his son, Christ Jesus. And when in the Old Testament, when we begin, I tell people all the time, read the Old Testament so you can learn the ways of God, so you can learn how he dealt with sin and how he felt about sin. You can learn how he dealt with those that loved him, those that worship him, those that do what's right, serve their brother. When the one thing Jesus said, you have to complete and fulfill the laws that the Father gave, but things will be the fulfilling of the law, that you love the Lord thy God with all your heart, mind, and soul. That's the first commandment. And love your neighbor like you love yourself. Those two, he said, will fulfill the whole entire law. What does he mean? He means that if you love God, you're going to serve him. You're going to do what's right. If you love your neighbor, you're going to love them. You're going to be helpful to them. You won't steal from them. You won't covet your neighbor's wife. You won't steal his wife. You won't go in the back door of your neighbor's house. You will not do those things to your brethren, to hurt your brethren. Your neighbor is talking about your brother in the Lord, those who are claiming to be servants of the Most High God, or those that became claiming to be children of the Most High God. Love each other. We're so into ourselves, and I think this pandemonium time is bringing, should be bringing people together. I'm praying that families are coming together. They're sitting down and opening their Bibles and searching the scriptures and trying to find out their relationship with the Father, because the one thing he told Moses, when I take them over into the promised land, he said, I want you to tell them that when they sit around at night with their families, to tell their families about me, talk to their children about me. People don't do that today. That's why we got little kids, 2 and 3 year olds, can cuss like sailors. They don't have no respect whatsoever. Teenagers don't have respect for the elderly. They don't respect us. I mean, to tell you, I was going in the store one day, and this boy almost knocked me clean over going in the store with me. Now I stop when I see people coming. Like, I don't know what you're going to do. So if you want to go in first, be first. I'll wait and go in last. Such disrespect, because now is your time. Take this pandemonium time, this time of pandemic, this isolation and separation, and spend time with your family. God has a way. The scripture says he will take the thing that the enemy sin against you and turn it around and work for your good. God has a way of turning things around and working it for our good. And this is what he was trying to do with Israel back then. I'm going to work this for your good. And Jeremiah kept going. Every time he'd tell them something, they would throw him in a dungeon. They'd do things to him because they didn't want to hear the truth. But the truth is, we need to renew our relationship with the Father. If you had a relationship with him, he's married to you, married to the backslider. It's time to slide back to him. If you never had a relationship with him, you can do it. The one thing I know, I heard the preacher say on TV this morning, and I know this with all my heart to be true, the Spirit of God is everywhere. You don't have to wait to go to church. You can do it wherever you are, right in your automobile, in your front yard, backyard, in your living room, wherever you are, the Lord is listening. He himself said to Moses in the Old Testament that to build me a tabernacle in the midst of my people so I can come down and dwell with them. I want to dwell with my people. And it was so awesome because he made it, even though Israel and Judah were not worthy for him to dwell with, he still made it possible. He still loved us so much that he said, you know what? I'm going to have to prepare myself a body and go down and redeem man unto myself. And he did that through the person of his son, Jesus Christ, to redeem us. So Jesus made a way for him to dwell in the midst of us. So if you want to be saved today, all you need to do is confess your sins and ask God to come into your life and receive him as your Savior. Just believe. He said, if you believe on me, Jesus said, they that believe on me. And he told Jeremiah, God told Jeremiah, said, to tell the people, if they seek me, if they look for me, they will find me if they look for me with their whole heart. This got to be a whole heart thing. Lord, I'm tired. I know that I'm going nowhere in this life that I'm living, and I don't want to live here and not open my eyes in heaven with you, or I don't want to live a life. My biggest thing is I want my whole life to be where I have a connection with the Father. When I ask him or I talk to him, I'm not asking him for things, but if I need to know something, he lets me know. If something happened with my children or my family, he gives me the heads up to begin to pray for them and begin to move in certain areas. I want to have that relationship that I can say, Father, is this the right thing to do? And his answer will be no. And even though I want to do it real bad, that I would have the mind not to do it because he says, no, it's not the right thing. We want God to be a sugar daddy, and he's not our sugar daddy. He's not going to always give us what we ask for, because especially things that he knows going to separate us from him. When you're in this quiet time with your family, with the children, or doing schoolwork, and you know, I just say this is so awesome. This is a horrible thing, but it's an awesome thing too. Now parents get to understand what teachers go through when they're trying to teach your child, because you never taught them to respect the teachers and the respect their elders and respect other people. Now they got to battle with your child at school to try to teach them the knowledge that you send them there to get, and then you beat up on the teacher because your child is fighting against the teacher and you won't bring them in. Now it's your job. And then now also this is your time to spend time with your children, to get to know them, to open your Bible and share the word and get to know God together. Look at God. Can you see him? The 91st Psalm says, if you open your eyes and see what God is doing and see how he rewards those that love him and how he punished the wicked. Open your eyes and see the power of the true God that's moving in the midst of this. They don't have us. They think they got us, but they don't. God is still in the midst. He's still on the throne, and he's still in charge. He's still protecting his own. He's still watching over his own. So I'm so happy for that word today, that defense city and that fortified wall that the Lord has promised, glory to God, amen, that he has made us. He made Jeremiah, and we have to receive that as our own promise as well. He sent it to him, but we got to receive that too. And we thank God for it because the Father is true to his word. Let me tell you something. You are so, so precious in the sight of God, and you're precious to us. And we pray that the word that you heard this morning are like bricks, that the foundation of Christ, that now you can start building your walls up around on the foundation that you have laid, because there's no other foundations going to stand. Pray with me this morning. Father, I know who I am, and you know me better than I know myself. I confess my faults and my sins unto you, and I ask that you would forgive me of my sins. Come into my heart as I surrender my heart over to you. I don't know direction, but you are my director. You are my master. Guide me every day, Father. Have mercy upon me. Save me, Lord. And receive the Father in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father. We thank you for the people that are listening in on the radio today. We thank you for those that tried and couldn't get in. We're so awesomely blessed by your presence, for listening to the word from the man of God. Be encouraged and understand that I don't care how hard it seems or what it looked like around you, God is still in control. Nobody, not even from the White House to the church house, nothing is moving that God doesn't know it's moving. He doesn't see it. He's not blind to it. There's no destiny that you can walk into or fall into that God himself has not set aside for you or plans for you. The one thing I know, that our reservation is already made in heaven. We're all, the Father just waiting for us to walk into the presence, and I'm so happy for that. I want to share something with you before we end our broadcast. The Spirit of the Lord woke me up on the 27th, whatever day last week, and the Lord spoke these words to me. He said, when is good enough ever enough for God's people? When do we say, thank you, Father, and mean it? His love is good enough. His patience is good enough. His mercy is good enough. His judgment is good enough. His power is good enough. When is good enough? Ever, ha, shababa, sata, enough for God's people. When good enough is truly enough, we don't say thank you with our lips, but we live a life of thank you with our heart and with our lives, totally and completely dedicated to our Heavenly Father and our brothers and sisters in Christ our Lord. But sadly, we only want more. When is good enough ever enough? The Father has given us everything, especially when he gave us the Savior. The world is there for us. The world is there. He told us to occupy until he comes. It's okay to have wealth and riches, but don't let them have you. It's okay to have a nice, fine house and car and all that nice stuff, but don't let them have you. Jewelry and clothes and stuff, but don't let them have you. Have you to the point where you're so heavy in debt, you got to work two or three jobs to pay for them, or you can't give to the church, you can't give to the Father, you can't help your neighbor or your friend or your nobody because you're so caught up in debt. Like nice things, but don't let them consume you, because one day your soul is going to be required of you. And he's going to say, depart from me because you worked iniquity. When you could have helped your neighbor, you didn't. When you could have helped the church, you didn't. When you could have helped your friends, you didn't. You kept it all to yourself. So what we need to do and what we need to understand is God himself has set us up. Believe you me, he set you up to be blessed. All you got to do is walk in those blessings. It ain't that hard. We struggle so hard, but we got to be like the Apostle Paul. We got to be content in whatever state we're in. If we have light, be content in that and know that the Father will give you your daily bread. If we have much, be content in that and share. Be a channel for him to use you to bless others. I'm so grateful for the food program that we have and Elder Marion, them that faithfully works that and giving out food to people. I'm so grateful for that. But we don't just need food for our natural body. We need spiritual food, too. And so we want to say thank you again for listening in. Want to also remind you that we're still trying to get our facility and our building. If you want to be a contributor, not asking you, if you want to be a contributor, you can cash out Eagles Life at $Eagles Life, C-O-L-G. Any donation, any offering you can. If you're a tither and you want to send your tithes, you can send them via Cash App, $Eagles Life, C-O-L-G. God bless you. As we make our true confession, please confess after me. I walk in truth in light of God's word, according to his ways and his wisdom. I know the truth, and the truth makes me free. I prosper as my soul prospers in understanding of the word. I live a godly lifestyle in obedience to what God says is right. Because I'm willing and obedient, I eat the good of the land. Because I fear the Lord, he teaches me how to choose the best, and I live within his circle of blessings. I separate myself from darkness, and God is a father to me. His truth is my shield and armor. God bless you. Thank you for joining us this Sunday morning. We pray that the Lord will bless you to have a Jesus-filled week, and that his holy hand will encamp you and cuddle you and caress you, and anything that you're feeling out of the ordinary, that God can give you that peace, a peace that passes all understanding. Until next week, we love you. Be blessed in Jesus' name.